Homer visited Cuba in 1885. The surroundings inspired him. He called it, quote, "the richest field for an artist that I have seen." But Homer was also keenly aware of the raging political turmoil as Cubans struggled for independence from Spain. He wrote to his brother Charles, "This is a red-hot place full of soldiers. They have just condemned 6 men to be shot for landing with armies." More than a decade later, the U.S. defeated the Spanish forces in Cuba in the War of 1898, often known as the Spanish-American War. Homer acknowledged that victory with this painting, based on his earlier sketches. It shows Morro Castle, a 17th-century fort perched above the harbor of Santiago de Cuba. A symbol of Spanish imperial power, it was used as a prison for insurrectionists during Homer's time there. Historian Daniel Immerwahr.
What you see here is a painting of contrast. The dark Spanish defenses and the searchlight of the U.S. fleet as it casts into the sky. That searchlight was militarily important, one of the reasons that the United States could prevail over the Spanish fleet. The United States just had a more modern navy.
But the American victory did not mean independence for the Cubans. Instead, it meant a new colonial power in the Caribbean. After the war, U.S. forces occupied Cuba until 1902, and the U.S. retained its right to intervene in Cuban affairs until the 1930s.
The searchlight piercing through the dark night represents a kind of future, a future for Cuba, a future under the United States and the United States' empire, rather than under Spain and the Spanish Empire.